And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 29th of August, 2025. August 29th is Individual Rights Day. The date was chosen in honor of John Locke's birthday on this date in 1632. John Locke was a British political philosopher who championed the inalienable rights of each person. John Locke believed individuals are born with inherent natural rights that governments cannot infringe upon. These rights, primarily life, liberty, and property, are fundamental and precede the formation of any government. Locke's philosophy posits that these rights exist in a state of nature, and individuals form governments to better protect these rights, not to surrender them. These rights are inherent to non-human animals as well as humans, and fighting for those rights to be recognized and enforced is the chosen work of animal advocates around the world. Animals also have the right to life, which is the right to exist and be free from arbitrary harm or violence. Animals have the right to liberty, the freedom to act and make choices without undue interference, except where one's actions harm others. And animals have the right to their property, the right to own and control one's own labor and the fruits of that labor. Locke argued that if a government fails to uphold its end of the social contract and infringes upon natural rights, the people have the right to resist and even overthrow that government. Animal rights advocates believe that non-human animals should be free to live as they wish without being used, exploited, or otherwise interfered with by humans. Animal rights are important because they represent a set of beliefs that counteract inaccurate yet long-held assumptions that animals are nothing more than mindless machines, beliefs popularized by Western philosopher René Descartes in the 17th century. The perception of animals as being unthinking, unfeeling beings justified using them for human desires, resulting in a world where farmed mammals outnumber those in the wild, and the vast majority of these farmed animals are forced to endure harsh conditions on factory farms. Animal rights advocates simply want to draw a clear line in the sand between animals and inanimate objects, which animals are so often considered by exploitative industries and the law. The Cruel Treatment of Cattle Act in 1822 was an act of the Parliament of the United Kingdom with the long title, An Act to Prevent the Cruel and Improper Treatment of Cattle. It is sometimes known as Martin's Act, after the Parliament member and animal welfare campaigner Richard Martin. It is the first known piece of animal welfare legislation in the world. The Non-Human Rights Project leads the effort to legally recognize certain animals as persons instead of property. This would grant them fundamental rights like bodily liberty and integrity, allowing advocates to represent them in court. Part of learning about animal rights is coming to terms with the fact that at this point, animals are mostly not afforded many rights at all. Animal rights activists envision a world where countries ensure animals a level of freedom and autonomy over their own bodies, their own lives. Here are some of the rights that the folks at the Animal Legal Defense Fund believe should be enshrined into law in the U.S. The right of wild animals to self-determination and an environment that allows them to engage in their natural behaviors. The right of animals under human care to have their species-specific and individual needs fulfilled. The right of animals to have their interests represented in legal proceedings without impediments. And the right of animals subject to criminal acts to be legally recognized as crime victims. And here is a poem for today, Liberty by James Whitcomb Riley. O Liberty, the dearest word a bleeding country ever heard. We lay our hopes upon thy shrine and offer up our lives for thine. Sing in the tones of prayer. Sing till the soaring soul shall float above the world's control in freedom everywhere. Sing for the good that is to be. Sing for the eyes that are to see the land where each one at last is free. Oh, sing for liberty. Liberty by James Whitcomb Riley. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder that each being was born with inalienable rights.